third hour of the program, you can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our site is free. They charge you for them. Go see for yourself. You know, check Dare to Compare, if you will. And I think you'll find out that Free Talk Live has more for free than the other sites charge you for. If I'm wrong, let me know. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to back to Ray, who was on with us just before we went to the break there, the news break. Ray, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had another point you wanted to make tonight.
Okay, yeah. We were talking the other day about the Federal Reserve and the 3% long term. And I brought up the issue about hard money lenders. That's private money. It's not the government.
The 3% long term, what's that?
Yeah, 10% long term. And it runs between anywhere between 6 and 10%. It can actually go higher than 10%.
But I don't know what you're talking about, though.
It proves the deal because the government takes money at 3% because they own the print press and they can do whatever they want through the Federal Reserve, as you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
But the other one to watch that tells you the real truth of money is look at the state obligations, and I buy state obligations. And generally, you can get around 5%. Maybe it's not too long ago, maybe 6 months ago, you could have got 6% on 30.
Hold on a second. I'm a little lost on all these percentages. What were you talking about with the 3%, the 6% or whatever? You're talking about the rate of inflation?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, the 30-year Treasury.
Oh, what they promised to pay out?
Right. And we were saying that you guys were saying that the government controls the money because they obviously sell their currency, their bonds at 3%.
Okay.
They were selling them in the twos. Okay. So, but that's not what's really going on in the real world of money. The real world of money is that the government's printing and buying their own money. Okay. I can't do anything about that. But if you look at your own state, okay, the state you guys are in, I'm sure you guys are buying 30-year treasuries at about 5%, pretty close to 5%, maybe 4.75% right now.
You mean the state government?
The state government. If you guys have to borrow money, every state borrows money. You guys in that state, I'm just going to take a guess that state, each one of you guys, now, I know you don't pay taxes, Ian, or whatever, but I'm just saying with the amount of persons in that state, each one of you probably owe about $9,000 in debt that the state has sold you for. You follow what I'm saying?
I don't follow how anyone could owe anything unless they've entered into an agreement.
Okay, and I understand that part about it, okay? So you're out of it, okay? Let's just put the average guy who really pays his taxes or whatever.
Well, they don't owe anything either.
Of individuals that they
those people are not obligated to what the people calling themselves the state do.
I think we're kind of getting off on that point. And, you know, and I understand what you're saying. I know the liberty. You know, I support it. I think it's wonderful, okay?
So you're saying state government is buying federal treasuries at 5%?
No, the federal treasuries are 3% on a 30-year, okay?
Okay.
But your state has to sell state obligations so they can borrow money. They do that. Do you agree with me? They do that.
So the state is, you're saying the state, see, I don't know a whole bunch about the financial world. You're saying state governments also issue treasury bonds?
Yes, they also issue treasuries.
Okay.
It's like everybody in the state of Texas owes about $10,000 for individual. You know the federal part, right? Where you owe. They say that every individual in the country owes it's more than that. It's about $40,000 now. Every person in the country, man, woman, and child, owe about $40,000 to cover that debt. If they wanted to cover the entire $14 trillion, each one of us, 300 and some million, would have to come up with $40,000. You follow that part?
Well, it's a bunch of nonsense, but yeah, that's the claim.
Okay. It's the same process. Your state has already sold you out, and you're not going to pay it, I understand, okay? I'm just saying what the people who pay the taxes in your state are going to have to do. Each one of the people in the state you're in are just probably around $10,000. It ranges between $10,000 and about $17,000.
Well, I pay state taxes because I pay property taxes because at this point I'm too afraid to not do so.
Luther's sitting right there. Don't you have a job, Luther? Didn't I hear you say you work in a restaurant?
I do. That's right. And they don't take money out of my
checks.
They
pay taxes because they take them right out of your check.
That's right.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's nothing.
Yeah. So, Ian, I understand you own a business, okay? You can get away from not paying taxes until they want to come after you, all right? But Luther can't. They take him right out. He ain't got no choice. If he doesn't want to pay taxes, he ain't going to be working there, right?
Right, but he's not obligated to cover that $20,000 or whatever much money that the claim is. He has no obligation to that. And we all know that the government's never going to pay that off. So at some point, they're just going
to
crash and burn.
Some type. In the state you're in, is there a sales tax or an income tax?
Thankfully, no.
Neither one, right?
That's correct.
So you must have some way of paying taxes. It must be gas taxes.
It's property taxes.
Property tax. All right, there you go. Do you pay property taxes, Ian?
I already told you that I did.
Oh, well, then you're paying the tax. What are you talking about?
I told you I pay state taxes. Did you not hear me when I said I
collect the taxes?
Did you not hear me when I told you I pay state taxes because I'm afraid they're going to steal my home from me?
That's right, and I pay too because I got four or five of them. I don't want them to come and take my investments. You know, so
but that doesn't make me obligated to their debts.
Income taxes. I only pay 8%.
Okay, but that doesn't make me obligated to their debts. Just because I pay their taxes doesn't mean that I'm obligated.
It doesn't matter whether you're obligated. You just told me you pay property taxes. You're paying them.
Right, but people can only pay property taxes up to a certain point. If all of a sudden the property taxes doubled next year, then a lot of people wouldn't pay those property taxes because they wouldn't be able to afford to.
That's no problem. That's no problem. Then we take your home.
Okay, and then what are you going to do with all the homeless people?
I don't care about them.
Well,
it
will be a problem for those governments. I mean, at some point, the idea of taking homes from people kind of falls flat. Because if you have a dramatic increase, Ray, if you have a dramatic increase in property taxes, hold that thought, dude. If you've got a dramatic increase in property taxes, people will either leave or they will just refuse to pay it. And then if you've got a bunch of people who can't afford to pay the property taxes, the government can only get away with stealing so many homes at any given point in time. If there's some sort of mass home stealing going on and people are getting thrown out into the streets, then you're going to have a real burden on the welfare system at that point. So, I mean, either way, it's messed up.
Ian, I love to argue with you. You're a wonderful guy to argue with. Let me tell you where you're wrong. Okay, in 20 years, my property taxes went up 400%. Okay, you see the whole
right. I get you. Over time, they do go up quite a bit. I said if they double next year, then that makes it difficult for people to pay.
Next year, I wouldn't be getting rid of my place, so they go from four to two.
Well,
to
dude, you're a really successful guy.
Home.
We already talked in the last hour. You told us you had a bunch of houses and that you know you're a very successful businessman, and you already acknowledged that most people aren't as successful as you are. And so it's one thing for you to absorb a property tax increase, but the average person who's just barely making ends meet cannot afford those things. And at no point are they ever truly obligated to pay these things. They're only just doing it because they're afraid. Ray, thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Do you feel like you're obligated?
No.
Obligated? No. Well, if you're
coerced, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a job, you pretty much have to pay. You could file exempt for income tax, for example. You could file exempt, but only if your payroll department would let that slide.
So you don't feel like you owe the $20,000 or whatever?
No, I don't feel like
debt.
I owe it, but I feel like I am being forced to pay it.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Meg is on the line calling from outside of the D.C. area, and it's our co-host, one-time co-host, Meg, who maybe will sit in behind a microphone one of these days when she makes it back up to New Hampshire. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Howdy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, it's always good to hear from you. You've got some great news to announce, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. We had a wonderful day. The Lemonade Liberators, we went to our status hearing today. And showed up in court. They called our name. We went up there. They just said, case dismissed. And we walked out. It was a happy day.
Excellent. That is fantastic news. Congratulations to you on that. And it's been a long time coming. How long has this been going on? Since early summer or late summer?
It happened August 20th was the date that we were arrested. So it's been a few months now.
You've had this hanging over your head, too, because they were talking about putting you in jail for something like, 6 months?
Yeah, we went into court today not knowing if we were going to be leaving, of our own volition or leaving to jail because we were facing a contempt charge for refusing to go through with a drug test program.
Right. If you want to stick with us, Meg, I'd like you to. So hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment and get the rest of the story on the lemonade stand. I think it was three or four folks that were arrested there in D.C. over the summer during Lemonade Liberation Day. 855-450-FREE, selling lemonade or giving it away in protest of the various different threats levied against young children.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. You just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. And those features include our mobile site. So perhaps you have a smartphone you'd like to visit our website on that and get quick access to our streams and our podcast. All you need to do is go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. If we get a chance, Julia, you were going to give us some TSA stories, so maybe we'll do some of those here in a little bit. But speaking of the TSA, Meg McLean is with us on the line, and if you may recall, it was about a year ago, when Meg had an encounter with the TSA, which actually made national news and brought her up to the number two most searched term on Google. And Meg continues to make national news with the Lemonade Liberation Day protest that went on this August. And Meg, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So you and was it three others or was it three total that got arrested?
It was three total.
Three total, the Lemonade Liberation folks there in D.C. It was your booth that was at some sort of a park there in D.C., and so they swooped in to attempt to stop you from, and were you selling it or just giving it away to people?
We were selling it for 10 cents. So, like, we had giant cups of lemonade that, you know, we went through 4 gallons after about 20 people.
And how long did it take for them to swoop in on you?
Well, we had a cop on a bike come up to us almost right away, and after that it took maybe 15 minutes, so we had about 15 to 20 cops that just made a big circle around us and started putting up a fence, and so people couldn't get in to our stand.
15 to 20 cops to stop a group of people selling lemonade.
Wow.
Sounds reasonable.
It was pretty sad.
Incredible. So they arrested you, they charged you with some nonsense, and you guys ended up going to the court. And you called us a couple weeks ago when you'd gone to this court hearing, just bewildered at what had occurred. I mean, you've had a lot of experience going to court up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where you lived up here for a couple of years. You've kind of been touring around down there in the D.C. area doing some activism as of late. But up here, you had a lot of experience in the courts here, but I think you learned that the court systems are vastly different from state to state, from location to location, because it was there that you were just completely baffled as to what was going on. They were demanding that you take drug tests, even though you weren't arrested for drugs. They didn't find drugs on you. It's just that apparently they just demand that anybody going through their system take drug tests. I mean, is that pretty much the impression you got?
It's called a diversion program that... it basically makes it so you do a drug program and some community service and maybe pay a fine, and then the prosecution won't go forward with your case. It's still on the books, but they just decide not to prosecute you.
And what did you guys end up doing once they demanded this drug test of you?
Well, they demanded this, and we had said, you know, before that we weren't going to do it. We didn't want to take part in that program, and the judge was just like, well, you know, we don't care what you want. You're going to do it, and so... You know, we said no, and the clerk wrote refused, and we actually went to court today with the serious possibility of going to jail for 6 months straight out for contempt, because it was a drug test that was ordered to us, and we refused.
Right, because when the man in the robe makes an order, you're supposed to do as you're told. Otherwise, like you say, it's contempt. But instead of contempt, they ended up dropping all of the charges from all three of the Lemonade Liberators.
Yeah, it was fantastic news, and... we went into the courtroom, and it was a different judge, and he, like, the only way I can describe him is he looked like Santa Claus, and he called our names, and he just looked happy and jolly, and he was so nice and friendly when we got up there, and he's like, well, case dismissed, and, you know, good job, guys, see you later, you're free to go, and I think when he read that, he knew the case, and he was on our side because he was just so happy to tell us, yeah, it's dismissed.
Wow, that's incredible. And now, is the Lemonade Liberation website still around?
Yeah, it is.
Is that lemonadeliberation.com?
Oh, it's lemonadefreedom.com.
Lemonadefreedom.com. Because this is not over, right? I mean, people are going to, I presume, maybe when it warms up again next year or something like that, get out and do more of these lemonade stands. Because it was really only you guys that were arrested in across the whole country. People were setting up lemonade stands, and most of them involved a small child or two actually running the stand. Yours was the only stand in which there were adults, only adults running the stand. So you were probably targeted for that reason, but also because, well, it was D.C., which is probably one of the worst places in the world to live if you love freedom.
And it's funny because, like, the place that we went to do it, we were banned from that location. We did it right in front of the Capitol building. And so we were, as one of our stipulations of our release, we were told we were not allowed on Capitol grounds anymore. And so when we left the courtroom today, the first thing we did was we went over to the Capitol and took a picture in front of it.
I saw that one with you guys jumping up in the air in an excited manner.
Jumping in the air, happy.
Yeah, that was so awesome. And also,
and we ran into the cop that was on the bicycle, the first cop that approached us when we were arrested.
Huh.
And so we tried to have a little dialogue with him, and he just seemed sort of like he didn't want to give us the time of day.
Well, yeah, I mean, he lost that one, ultimately.
Yep.
So, now, that's not the only good news out of D.C., right? Wasn't it a little while back that Eddie Free and the other dancers, the folks that were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, did they not have their charges dropped as well?
They had their charges dropped as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, basically, all of the arrests that were made in D.C. of the Liberty Activist community from this past summer at the Lemonade Liberation and the Jefferson Dance Parties, all charges from all of those activists dropped. Is there anything else that's currently active with any of the folks up there that that you know?
Not at this point. I think, I went and checked out a few of the Occupy protests, and we actually had a few people from Occupy DC come and check out the court today, so that was nice. But, I think we're gonna try and start doing some outreach to them, try and, you know, bring about some maybe agorist principles, at least, within their own communities. And
I think so. I think that's a fine idea.
More get in touch with people who are being active, and maybe we can influence which direction their actions go from
Great.
Here on out.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're not going to be going to jail, and none of the other folks are going to as well. But you know, it's so typical of the government people to really try to intimidate folks all the way right on up to the trial date, and then poof. There goes your charges dismissed right at the last moment. Right when they want you to get to sweat it out, to think that you're going to go to jail, or to think you're going to have to go to the trial and do all this preparation for trial and get all your questions ready, and then right before the trial, we're just going to drop your charges. Have a nice day.
Yeah, they got to push you to see how far they can go till you'll break, and if you don't break, then they'll back down because they know
sometimes.
Nobody could take the government seriously if they put three people in jail for selling lemonade.
Sometimes they back down,
and
right?
They know it.
We've seen them back down, but we've also seen them not back down. At least up here in New
Hampshire. Either way, it's a victory for liberty because you either get them to back down or they make you a martyr. In which case, they just look all the more ridiculous.
So, do you feel like now that you're free and clear, that this might help you and some other folks get up here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later?
Oh, definitely. I'm already starting to. Try and figure out my plans to get back up there soon.
I know Eddie Free got in touch with me, and he's the guy that did the dance party organizing. Great activist. He's planning on making a move, I think, in springtime. We'll do a little saving first. It's always good to have a little nest egg on which you can kind of count on so you can move with that. But more activists coming here to New Hampshire all the time. Meg, thanks for the update tonight.
See you guys soon.
Yep, talk to you later. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Don't forget, you can join us online. We've got a webcam there. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our website, it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now then, you know cigarettes will kill you, right? You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try, and they are a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. You can listen to this offer here from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 per month. So you already can feel richer and better and smell better as well. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL, and you'll get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So you can go to 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Get the free starter kit with purchase of 40 cartomizers, coupon code FTL. I was puffing on one of these last night. Jason Osborne was here from SACL CAI, and he is a huge fan of the Vaporsmiths product. He's always willing to share one with somebody. He actually always has more than one of them on him at any given time, and a variety of flavors that he's collected. So he's always changing out the flavors. And so I tried the strawberry and the vanilla last night, and it was very tasty. So Vaporsmiths.com as we continue here. Julia, have you tried one of these e-cigarettes yet?
Yes.
What do you think?
I guess they're fine. I mean, I've tried real e-cigarettes, and I've tried, like, with nicotine in them, and
right.
I've tried yours with the flavor in it. The flavor's better without the nicotine.
I didn't notice a big difference between the nicotine and the non-nicotine version.
That's good.
I'm not jonesing for more nicotine. I was taking the full nicotine hits of the vapor last night.
Oh, man.
And I didn't really notice anything different. It was a little harder to take the vapor. You could tell there was a difference in the thickness or whatever, the strength of the vapor. But as far as physical effects were concerned, I didn't notice anything. But if you, if you're a cigarette smoker, you owe it to yourself to check these things
when
out.
I don't know what the official terminology
Toke.
Is for cigarettes,
yeah.
But when I hit the e-cigarettes, I do notice that I don't have any of the effects that I would have with the nicotine that I would have if I smoked a cigarette. Like if I smoked a cigarette, like a Newport or something, I would be really lightheaded and I would have to sit down and there's no way I could smoke the whole thing. I mean, it would just make me feel not good. But these, they don't really have that effect.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could get the lightheaded feeling and it wasn't happening.
It's not a pleasant feeling, really,
in my opinion. I don't care for the lightheaded feeling that you get from tobacco. I smoke cigars and pipe tobacco and I've smoked hookah before. It's okay. And the whole point of me is kind of flavorizing. I don't really like the way cigarettes taste, so this is a great new world. Sure.
And as Osborne pointed out last night, it is, in his opinion, and I probably agree with this, one of the most important products of our time, just because it allows people who are so addicted to cigarettes to get away from that and immediately, you know, change much.
And there's so many out there that you have so much options where you're not just pumping all your money into Philip Morris. Or
yep, that's true. Vaporsmiths.com. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the number here. Julia, you've got some TSA-related news, at least a couple different things, right?
Right. So I have the article here about a loaded gun that tumbled out of a checked bag at LAX.
Oops.
Yeah. And it has a little paragraph at the beginning of the article, before the article starts, that says, "For the record, a previous version of this post ran with the following headline, 'Loaded gun in luggage at LAX escapes detection by TSA.' But Lori Dankers, a spokesperson for the TSA, said that while the agency does screen carry-on luggage, it is not their responsibility to check baggage for guns. It's only their responsibility to check baggage for explosives." So they changed the name of the article.
I see. And what's the source on this? Who's reporting on
this? This is the Los Angeles Times.
I see.
So they changed the name of the article because it was originally that they missed it, and they talked to her, and she said, "Oh, no, we didn't miss it. We weren't looking." So that's a little preface.
Well, I guess you are supposed to be able to carry guns in checked baggage, right?
Yeah, but there is definitely a procedure, and this was not following the procedure. And I guess on that note, I'd like to say that I don't have a problem with guns in the airport. But what's funny about this story is that they're missing them, right? So if they're so on top of security, why are they missing guns improperly?
She's making an excuse for missing the gun. And normally, if they had seen this and were concerned, they would have found that person. They would have said, "Hey, excuse me, mister, you're supposed to fill out all these forms here in triplicate and file a $200 application fee," or whatever the requirements are. Like you said, there is some sort of governmental process and some kind of screening and paperwork that would be supposedly necessary here. Here she's just blowing it off, saying, "Oh, well, it's no big deal." But you try putting a gun in your checked baggage and see how many times you can get through the airport with that.
Right. So the story is pretty short, but it goes, airport security officials at Los Angeles International Airport failed to detect a loaded handgun that was contained in a traveler's checked bag. An airport ramp crew discovered the loaded 38 caliber handgun Sunday after it tumbled out from an unzipped compartment in a duffel bag.
Whoops.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, if you're carrying a gun, you probably want to, like, make sure it's in a secure location.
Yeah.
Which, if it were legal to like, carry guns, which I guess it is, but there's certain, I'm sure that they might take the gun and put it in a special place. If you were allowed to carry firearms on airplanes and it was completely private, there would absolutely be rules like that, I'm sure of it, and people would not mind those rules.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to have a loaded gun if you're not going to be able to access it.
In the front pocket, pocket of the unzippered suitcase?
If it's in the front pocket and unloaded, then that's one thing. But if it's in the stow of the airline, then you're not going to be able to access it. So my point being that if you've got the bag near you, then it makes sense to have a loaded gun so you have access to, you know, a weapon in case you need it. It'd be silly to carry an unloaded weapon. But if you're going to stow something for transport, what's the point in having it loaded?
Right.
What are the odds you're going to need to have a loaded gun right at the point at which you receive the baggage at the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, impractical.
Right. It would be a little safer to, you know, keep the clip out of the gun, and then you can just load it up whenever you need it.
So the owner of the gun was questioned at the police station and released and allowed to board the flight later to Portland. The gun was turned over to the police, so they took his gun. The law enforcement sources declined to speak, of course. The TSA spokesperson woman says she was unfamiliar with the incident, which seems unlikely, and that she would comment later in the day. So fast forward to later in the day, she says that the TSA had indeed scanned the bag for explosives, and there were none.
Hmm.
So how did you miss the gun when you were scanning the bag for explosives?
It's a fine question. These are government bureaucrats. They don't have the same exact incentives as people that are actually earning a private paycheck. They don't have to jump up to the same level as those folks do. I went to a courtroom today, and they have this, they have the X-ray machine there. You put a bag down on, they roll the bag through the X-ray machine. The guy with a flashlight takes the flashlight out. He's opening up one of these laptop bags where you keep a laptop and other things. So he pulls out his flashlight, he's opening up the pockets and, looking through them. The whole time in the side pocket on the bag, which is not an obscure pocket or anything like that. I mean, the bag has a lot of different little pockets, but this one's not obscure. It's the most outward protruding pocket that there is, and I had put my keys in there because my keys have a blade on them in the form of a Swiss Army knife, and every time the security at court sees this blade, they take my keys from me, mm-hmm. or they'll take the blade. They'll let me leave the blade with them and pick it up later, and I knew that they were going to take my blade from me, so I figured, I'm just going to put it in the bag here and see if they can, see if they find it. It wasn't obscure in any way, shape, or form. Just sit in the pocket, and it made it right through.
Wow.
He didn't notice the Swiss Army knife, which is one of the most common weapons, for people to have on them. So, they were taking water bottles and stuff from people. They were taking food from people. They were taking, they took all the cords from Pete Nademo. So if they had, a charging cord for their video camera, they took that because it could be a choking hazard. So they took cords from people, but I got to keep my knife. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time still for your thoughts. If you make the call now at 855-450-FREE, that's a toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-FREE. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy those features. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We will take your $3 in, reinvest it into the show, get on more great radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and the podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get involved, and we appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Julia, you're telling us about these TSA stories. You've got a couple of them. One is that there is a guy who put a loaded firearm in his checked baggage. At some point, a pocket was unzipped, and the firearm came clacking out when right. The ground crew was moving things around.
Well, it wasn't the TSA agent looking for it. It just fell out, which I have to say, falling loaded handguns, probably not a safe...
Really not no. safe at all.
No, but...
Even with the safety turned on, it's not a safe thing.
No. So that story's pretty much done. I found the most amusing part of it, the fact that the TSA spokesperson claimed that they didn't miss this. They just weren't looking for it because they're only looking for bombs.
Right. She made it sound like that they saw it and it was no big deal. But that's not true, because it is a big deal, because the cops came and they took it, and then there's some sort of paperwork that he would have otherwise had to have filled out
right.
to make it legal.
He was questioned for several hours, and there's commentary about there's a process that you have to go through if you want to carry a firearm on a plane, and it involves a lot of steps and hoops and all that. So he didn't obey that, but they didn't miss it. They just, you know, didn't care or something. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, so they've got their excuse for that one, but what's their excuse for this next one?
So this is a little tidbit I just found very amusing. TSA agent leaves nice note in passenger's luggage. In an email titled, "Hilarious or Horrifying?" a tipster sent along this picture of a TSA luggage inspection notice that came with a sextra special bonus message. Get your freak on, girl.
Get your freak on, girl.
This happened to my friend on a flight on Saturday, the tipster writes. Apparently, TSA found a personal item in her bag. So I guess sex coaching services are now a part of the TSA's mission. Nice to know they're concerned about the well-being on all fronts. So seriously, which is it, hilarious or horrifying? I'm going to go with the horrifying line, if only because there's a chance that the agent could have touched the items without washing their hands.
Oh, goodness.
Or that they weren't paying attention to other potentially freaky things.
Well, at least they did her the favor of actually letting her know that they were creeping. I mean, otherwise,
it's pretty funny.
She wouldn't
have had any clue. Just a picture of Very it's true. Got like an official TSA like luggage notice, and it just didn't like. I'm pretty sure it's a male's handwriting. Says, "Get your freak on, girl."
It's awesome, and of course, there's no way to identify who did it.
No,
right?
It's funny though. Yeah. Very professional.
Hilarious. Absolutely.
It's a very professional
only the best.
Way.
Only only the best for our TSA.
Yes, these people are saving us from terrorists, guys.
Clearly. Yeah. Clearly he was on the lookout for bombs.
They see dildos and go, hee-hee.
1-855-450-FREE. Captain Ned's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Captain.
Hey, Ian, Luther, and Julie, how you doing tonight?
Fabulous.
What's on your mind?
Ian, thank God you're out, man. I knew no jail could hold you. Hey, anyway, congratulations.
They were doing a fine job of holding me. I could have made a run for it, though, had I really wanted to.
No. Stay put like a bunny rabbit, man.
I had multiple opportunities.
Yeah, just sit tight. You know, it'll walk by you.
Yeah, it generally gets worse when you make a run for it from these guys. Yeah.
Hey, anyway, congratulations to Meg on beating that lemonade dealer charge.
Yes, sir.
This would be it'd be humorous if it wasn't so pathetic. I mean, all those cops that caught all the meth dealers, pedophiles, and solved all the unsolved murders, and just in time to get to that lemonade stand. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they had 15 or 20 cops to surround the stand, so clearly all the crime has been solved in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely ridiculous. And like I say, man, always refuse all warrantless searches and seizures. You know, everybody's got to start standing up. Stop the warrantless searches and seizures. That's rule number one.
Yeah, I heard you, man. Now, when I tried that, they arrested me for disorderly conduct, but I still agree with you that you should refuse to accept searches.
Yeah, they've got to have probable cause. You know, the facts or circumstances which would lead a reasonable, cautious person to believe that a crime has been or is about to be committed. And if they don't have that, they can't get anything for the judge. Don't let them in your car. Don't let them touch you.
Just say no to police searches. Absolutely. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ned?
Yeah, I think Mark will like this. If you go to the Huffington Post, my favorite freak show, the Scientologists in Clearwater, they went after the founders of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the Scientologist secret police, well worth looking at. But
what did they do?
Guys.
Wait, whoa. Okay, you've piqued my interest. What did they do?
Well, they went through their trash, investigated all their friends, the Scientologist secret police, and one of the favorite callers you guys had, that he says, you know, like the old secret police in the Czech Republic or whatever, come to us before we come to you. The Scientologist secret police is a very extensive organization.
So, what, they were just trying to dig up some dirt on these guys? Is that it?
Well, they did an episode in 2005 called Trapped in the Closet.
It was great. It's a classic episode.
Yeah,
they basically out all of the secret beliefs of Scientology.
Right. But it's well worth going to the Huffington Post and reading what the Scientologists are up to. My favorite freak show, and that's saying a lot.
Thanks for the call, Ned. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Hey, Luther, you'd mentioned something earlier. I think it was off the air, but some kind of a drill went down at a was it a middle school or a high school?
High school, actually. This was just down in Connecticut at Wolcott High School. One morning this week, an urgent announcement crackled over the intercom. A threatening intruder was in the building, and students were told to immediately take refuge in their classrooms.
And that's scary.
That statement is true. A threatening intruder was on hand because doors were locked and police with dogs moved in. Students stayed huddled in classrooms where they were told to stay away from the windows.
So it was intruders, plural. Multiple.
Yes. But what sounded like a frightening situation was just a search for narcotics. Drug-sniffing dogs combed the school while students stayed locked in classrooms, believing that an attacker was roaming the halls. Drug-free schools are an admirable goal. Admirable goal. But I wonder when we reach the point where the war on drugs justifies police searches under the ruse of Virginia Tech style attack. What on earth could authorities at Wolcott have been thinking?
Oh, well, it's a new twist, but an old tactic. I mean, they've been bringing drug dogs into schools.
Yeah,
to
but now they've corralled them into the classrooms and they keep them there kind of with fear. They say that, you know, somebody's here to hurt you, so just stay down. Don't make noise. You know, they turn off all the lights, shut all the blinds and stuff.
Yeah, it was certainly sneaky on their part.
Sure. Seems like that could cause a lot of anxiety and just general, like, really horrible terror, bad feelings in people unnecessarily.
They didn't say this is a drill.
They didn't say it was a drill.
Yeah, because when we had these drills in school, they would tell us, okay, we're going to have this drill today, so, you know, just get ready for it.
Did they make you get under your desks for that one, or is that only the tornado drill?
Wasn't that in the 50s?
We had to, like, get, like, up against the one wall, like,
right up against the wall so you could all easily be shot
and
by
get,
the
like,
madman.
Crouched down. No, it was like if the door, we would be on the same wall that the door was, so he couldn't look in
I
the
see.
Room and see us,
gotcha.
You know, and like the doors automatically, they were on magnets, and if the drill went off, they would demagnetize and close and like lock, I think.
We went to a new, brand new school. It had a lot of features.
Yeah,
It sounds like a prison. I mean, it really
was a lot like a prison. It
looked
like
one. There were cameras.
There were cameras, yeah.
That's so creepy, man.
Barbed wire and stuff. And just, yeah. So it goes on. Apparently, the superintendent says, we wanted to practice. I don't know what, but they wanted to practice.
On you.
Sure, sure.
Now, does it mention how many busts they made, if any, of drugs?
I can't remember if it mentions that or not.
They'll never give the names of the kids, but sometimes they'll mention whether it was a success.
Unlikely that nobody in that high school had drugs, so.
It is unlikely. Yeah, you're right about that.
I had a friend who this kind of thing happened to him, where like a drug dog went through the school and they caught marijuana in his locker, and it ruined his life.
Really?
He got into the legal system. He couldn't get out. He was in and out of jail. I don't know how he's doing now, but it was like if that one incident, because he was always on probation, and he always got in trouble for something while he was on probation, and it just, I mean, I swear it ruined his life. It's so
probation
sad.
Probation is awful. I was in jail with many guys who were there on violation of probation. It is a system that is a revolving door, and it's designed to make it easy to violate. So you're right back in to another jail cell for another arbitrary amount of time, and then when you get out, you got probation all over again. It never ends if they keep violating it.
The question is, how many lives did they ruin this day by doing
They're not ruining lives. They're saving the children from themselves.
From the drugs.
I don't see any numbers in here on who, you know, if any got busted. One of the parents, I think this guy's a parent, yeah. He says, I guess we're out of time, but he basically says this is a terrible idea. You know, they did not think this through, and they certainly did it because children were frightened to death
by this. It is a terrible idea, and it's dishonest and scary, and of course the worst idea is letting your kid go to this government school in the first place. Get them the hell out of there. More coming up here tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.